Well, well, well. Looks like the PGA finally had to come to grips with reality, and they merged with the LIV, the Saudi-backed golf organization. Mergers usually stop conglomerates from forming, contrary to popular belief. When these two started competing, it caused a huge rift in the sports world. Among the pros and sponsors, the effects were colossal. Senators and other politicians are chiming in and chomping at the bit to play golf, as it is really nice outside. But ultimately, all in the name and the love of golf. It's a rich man's sport, you know, a person with money sport, if you please. I see it now. I see it now. Here they are, all the players, the Saudi-funded LIV organization, putting on a grand spectacle. Tons of money, tons of cash. Everybody fist pumping. Here's the PGA tournament. Hey, man, where'd those pros go that we kind of like? Yeah, we kind of like, yeah, that one guy. Oh, he's not here. Oh, no. The top stars have a choice to make. They must switch and follow the money or stay loyal to the PGA. It may not be greed, but it is comprehensible that this would cause a disarray among the elite players of the game, all leading up to the merger. Welcome to Preston Super Show. Few things in this article I found here I want to go through with you, because it was just something that kind of caught my eye, to be honest. And I thought, well, what a better way to describe this than something from USA Today Sports, written by Lorenzo Reyes and Sydney Henderson. Oh, bravo. And here's a quote from the PGA Tour Commissioner, Jay Monahan, who said on Tuesday, people are going to call him a hypocrite, end of quote. And that's what he said about himself. And he said, end quote, I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite anytime I said anything. I said it with the information that I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. I accept those criticisms, Monahan said in a conference call on Tuesday, end of quote, according to Golf Week. He's quoted as saying, but circumstances do change. I think that in looking at the big picture, right, we always talk about the big picture, step away for a second. And following up on his quote here, he finished by saying, and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point, end of quote. So ultimately, it's a power struggle among the elite players in the game and the elite sponsors, who's putting the money where their mouth is to put on these great events at Augusta and all these super sweet golf courses. And then here comes the Saudi investment fund, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit and talk about what this all means and what, you know, we actually know of the merger agreement so far, because it's in the early workings, right? This is something that's in the early stages, and there's going to be a lot of things that have to kind of roll out over time. Now, one of the cornerstones of this deal, of this new package, this merger, the Public Investment Fund, PIF, is the sovereign wealth investment fund of the Saudi government. And they are going to be the ones that are facilitating the growth and success. Then came two U.S. senators speaking about this deal, because Biden had no comment about it. And the two United States senators, one Oregon's Ron Wyden and the other Connecticut's Chris Murphy. And they're respectable individuals here. They're just doing their job. And Ron Wyden, the senator from Oregon, he said, end quote, hypocrisy doesn't begin to describe this brazen, shameless cash grab, end of quote, he said on Twitter. And that's just a little bit of what he said. Now, Chris Murphy also, you know, expressed a lot of concern here, saying, in quotes, "So weird, PGA officials were in my office just months ago talking about how the Saudis' human rights record should disqualify them from having a stake in a major American sport," end of quote, he said while retweeting a news post of the unification. And that does kind of add up to my point of why this was important to do and why this was important to bring up and bring to your attention as I continue to be one of the leading underground voices for freedom, liberty, and the hope for tomorrow. One thing I will say is that I believe it's good overall because you want the best on the golf course. If we're talking about football, I want the best players on the field. So you create all these development leagues for guys to go to that aren't the creme de la creme, right? They can't play in the NFL, can't play in the NBA. They go to the D League, right? Well, you don't want guys that are the creme of la creme saying, "Well, I'm okay with going to the D League. See you later." Well, no, that's not how it works. So the LIV was not a developmental league. It was literally a rival of the PGA. So for them to come together is a win-win. Now, it looks like, obviously, the LIV got the better of the deal. It's their investment fund that is going to be banking on this. And, you know, I can understand why senators and politicians are going to make a fuss about this. But overall, we'll see how this plays out moving forward. But if they're asking me, I approve this deal in a heartbeat. The perfect thing that goes with golf. Beer. Oh, yeah, over in Indiana. Oh, yeah, you load the whole 30 case up in the golf cart and go boom, 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 boom. Get off that first tee. Oh, yeah, boy, stand back. We got the first tee, but I got four beers in me already, boy. Oh, yeah. They do golf a little bit different over there in Indiana now. Why bring this up? Well, there's a movie coming out that I talked about a few months ago on a podcast. You'll hear rolling on your Pandora or wherever you listen to podcasts, iHeartRadio, it'll pop in there on the mix, okay? The movie's called Asteroid City. It's directed by Wes Anderson. He's also directed The Royal Tenenbaums, The Grand Budapest Hotel, really good film. And his quirky filmography is what separates him from the rest of the pack, to be honest with you. This beer talk matters because this Asteroid City movie is going to debut with an official Asteroid City lager, 5.3%, courtesy of Delaware-based Dogfish Head Brewery, that they say their beer embodies the movie spirit and far more than just look. And as you can see, it's awesome. If you have the video podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, like Spotify, you know, make sure you're subscribed on Spotify. Even if you're not using Spotify, go and subscribe to me there because it really helps. It just helps in general. Asteroid City, we talked about this. This is going to be something I really wanted to see. You know, I was trying to, you know, see what everybody's opinion was in the comments. But this beer is packing, and it has grown Pilsner malt, savory Tuxpino corn malt, and super Zazar hops. This brew is finished with a mid-20th century Pennsylvania lager yeast in homage to the film's 1950s setting. Right, because this is a quirky film, sci-fi, but you know, it's a little bit of a Western mixed in, kind of a spaghetti Western, science fiction come down. Remember, you know, Cowboys vs. Aliens, good film. Quirky, though. Yeah, this is where it's headed. And he's not the first one. This isn't the first time this has happened, okay? And you're probably saying, oh, obviously. And some of you saying, oh, well, when else, you know, has that happened? The Witcher film dropped a non-alcoholic beer in collaboration with Athletic Brewing. And Harry Potter, Optimus Prime, an Imperial Stout Trooper, and none of those were officially endorsed releases, okay? So, you know, a silly beer or a silly candy, something like that, can go a long way for the debut of a song in a movie, and that's what you should take away from this. Okay, a book, even. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll be back soon. And thank you, Pedro Wolf and the Tequila Raiders, for whipping that piece up. Ladies and gentlemen, just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night, and God bless. Palms 37-4.